Kevin, tell us about this character.
Hi, Eric. Thanks. The role of Dr. Bartolo, Don Bartolo, he's sort of the... He would be the antagonist in the opera, but it's because it's a comic opera. It's an opera that's rooted in the theater tradition that goes all the way back to Venice and Commedia dell'arte. It's meant to be a comic antagonist, and it's rooted in this trope, in this sort of in this paradigm of an older gentleman whose goal it is basically to keep the protagonists, which would be Rosina, his ward, and the Count Almaviva, the lovers in the Commedia dell'arte tradition, from getting together. And it's fun. He represents an older generation. He represents someone who has probably landed gentry, someone a have as opposed to a have not. But he wants to keep his status, and he wants to keep his place in society and keep his money and sort of keep the outside world out and sort of cloister himself in his status.
You've been praised for your comic timing. Is there a secret to developing that skill?
That's great. So I'm the youngest of five kids, and I think by the time I came along, I needed to find a way to be heard in a very loud family. and so that's kind of where my niche was cracking the joke to be heard. I think for all of us, for all singers, actually for basically for anyone, it comes down to telling your story. We're storytellers at the end of the day. There's an old proverb that says, "Tell me a fact and I will learn. Tell me a truth and I will believe. But tell me a story and it will live in my heart forever." And that's what we are. We're storytellers. And my story from when I was little was a story of cracking jokes. So I feel very lucky that I have found a place in a profession where I can tell that aspect of my story.